Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Commissioners discuss complex repairs, await land board recommendations. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Commissioners are open to making repairs at Camplex, but are asking the Campbell County Public Land Board to present a prioritized list of projects before moving forward. According to the Gillette News Record, Aaron Lyles, Camplex Executive Director, and the Land Board have expressed the need for clearer direction from the commissioners, particularly whether they should focus on short-term fixes or more costly long-term improvements. Lyles emphasized that numerous maintenance needs have been deferred for months, creating a lengthy list of necessary repairs. Commissioner Kelly McCrary advocated for long-term fixes, stating, "I'd rather see something fixed once and fixed right." Board Chair Laura Chapman raised concerns about modernizing outdated facilities like the Central and East Pavilions, arguing that without upgrades, repairs may not align with the goal of increasing Camplex revenue. Commissioner Bob Jordan suggested addressing both short-term and long-term needs, while Commissioner Scott Clem deferred to the Land Board for recommendations, saying, "You know this facility a lot better than I do." The Land Board is planning a special meeting in January to finalize its priorities and present them to the commissioners. Governor Gordon appeals BLM response to Rock Springs management plan. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon has officially appealed the Bureau of Land Management's response to his consistency review on the Rock Springs Resource Management Plan. This marks Wyoming's final input under the National Environmental Policy Act before the BLM issues its record of decision. In a statement, Governor Gordon criticized the BLM's handling of the process, saying their response was agenda-driven and lacked collaboration with the state and local stakeholders. He expressed hope that the appeal would push for more balanced, multiple-use land management policies. The governor also thanked Attorney General Bridget Hill for her efforts in positioning Wyoming to challenge the BLM. The record of decision is expected before the upcoming presidential administration change. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.